Good evening, Robin. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thanks.
We've heard at a conference recently the word AVHRR. It's been in so many papers. What does it stand for?
AVHRR is the Advanced Very High Resolution Radiometer. It's actually something of a misnomer because it's one of the lower resolution satellite imagery data sources. It was originally put up for meteorological purposes, and in terms of meteorology it is a low resolution data set, but it's a kilometre squared pixel resolution, which is quite large for most land applications.
So what sort of satellite does this fly on?
It flies on an American NOAA satellite. It's a polar orbiting satellite with a high return period so that it actually gives daily coverage.
So it comes across Australia every day?
It comes across Australia every day. There are, in fact, or there were, two satellites, so you get a morning and an afternoon pass.
Okay. So the data sort of has like a sensor, isn't it, rather
yes.
than a camera?
Yes. It's a sensor which records data in five bands.
That's five different colours.
Yes, basically. Essentially, except some of them are out of the visible range.
Infrared.
There's one in the visible, one in the near infrared, one in the sort of mid infrared, and two in the thermal infrared.
And why is the infrared so important?
It's important for a number of things. The near infrared gives you information on particularly on photosynthetic capacity, so the vigour of plants. The shortwave and thermal infrared give you a lot of information about moisture status.
So the plants then are reflecting not only green light, which is why they appear green to us, but they're also reflecting infrared radiation then, are
yes.
they? Yes. So that means that if you can pick up the infrared radiation, you can then pick up what sort of something about the plants that are there?
Yes, exactly. The near infrared response gives you information on it's on the photosynthetic activity of the plant. So it tells you about growing plants. So it's very useful for things like crops and pastures, where you want to know how green the crops and pastures are, how quickly they're growing, that sort of thing.
And who's interested in knowing that?
Well, there's a lot of applications of this sort of data. Because you get the information daily, you can follow patterns of crop growth and pasture growth with time. So you can follow the seasonal patterns and also the sort of short-term patterns over the growing season. There are applications in things like crop monitoring and yield prediction. And in Canada, they use AVHRR on an operational basis to monitor and predict their crop yields. In Australia, the use that we make of it is mainly in rangelands monitoring, looking at the status and condition of rangelands and response to drought, how quickly pasture systems come out of drought. And we're also starting to make use of it to look at grazing patterns and the effect of grazing pressure.
You mentioned that Canadians use it for monitoring, say, wheat crops and so on. Aren't the Australian farmers interested in that, or the Ministry, the Department of Agriculture interested in that?
At this stage, no, we're not doing it for a number of reasons. The Wheat Board have shown some interest. There is a cost associated with setting up the system, which in Canada, the Canadian government felt that the initial cost was worthwhile because there was actually a thing called the Great Grain Robbery, where the Russians knew that their crop had failed and bought in advance a lot of Canadian wheat at very low prices. And the Canadians realised that had they had that information about not only about their crop but about other crops in the world, then they could have saved themselves a lot of money. Now, there hasn't been that imperative yet with the Australian government, but it is something that there is an interest in developing, but as yet, no, it's not operational.
So this data, then, is actually quite commercially sensitive, isn't it? It could be
commercially, perhaps not so much sensitive, but commercially very useful. Yes. The US are also using the low resolution imagery to look at their own crops and at crops around the world, and the European community also have a large program monitoring productivity of the European community with AVHRR.
That Canadian example there brings to mind what happened with another satellite system called Landsat. Just after it was launched, there was a big frost in Brazil and it killed much of the coffee plants. Mm-hmm. And some smart, unscrupulous, one might call them, or smart, whichever your viewpoint is, looking at this data, said, hey, these crops have been killed, that means there's going to be a shortage of coffee. And they went out and bought all the available coffee, stuck it in a warehouse and stuck the price up two or three times, and that's why the price of coffee went up in the mid-1970s.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, this sort of data does have some very real commercial value in predicting the size of markets and the amount of a commodity that will be around. It also has less commercial but just as important applications in monitoring what's happening to the growing systems, so in the sort of environmental monitoring side of productivity.
Okay. Now, you're with the Bureau of Resource Sciences. Mm-hmm. What do they do?
We advise government on resource issues in general. The area I'm in provides advice on agricultural issues, but we also have working on fisheries, forestry and minerals and petroleum.
So you're not dealing just with satellite data, you deal presumably with lots of other data and issues as well.
Most of the people I work with deal with other aspects, but my job is to look at how information technologies like remote sensing can contribute to agricultural production.
And do you find your advice is taken, or
sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. To some extent, because the federal government has no operational responsibilities in agriculture, it's a matter of the federal government providing advice down to the states as well. Mm. But the states already have very active programs in remote sensing for agriculture, and in fact there are two semi-operational programs running in the states for rangelands monitoring and drought monitoring. One in Queensland called the Drought Alert Program, and one in Western Australia called Vegetation Watch, both of which are built around the use of AVHRR.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Robin.
Thanks very much.